celebrate Memorial Day, we have a Daily Defense Classic with Mark Walters.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
How you doing today? Sitting in these Armed American Radio USCCA studios, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. Freedom never takes a break. It never does. I want to bring my partner in crime down there, Sean Shanto Young. Sean, how you doing today?
I do very well. How about you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. You know, I had a bad dream last night, brother.
I can't wait to hear this.
You know, I'm one of these guys. I've got an over, my mind is what they call it, a racing mind. I've been, you know, type, you know, quadruple A since the day I was born. I'm always going a million miles a minute. My brain never slows down. I'm always thinking about something. What could I have done? What should I have done? Why didn't I do that? Gosh, I wish I would have said that. Or, man, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Or I should have asked that. Or, you know, you know the routine, right?
Yeah, it's called ADHD.
No, it's just called a racing mind. It's just called type A, you know? And anyway, you know, years ago, went to a doctor. I said, hey, man, I don't sleep. I get like 4 hours of sleep. I go to bed at midnight. I'm up at 4, up at 5. That's max. I mean, it doesn't matter. I fall asleep at 2, you know? I'm up at 6. I'm up at 7. And he said, you know, I have the same thing. And he gave me a prescription for something. I said, I don't take prescription medication to go to sleep. I'm sorry. I just won't do it. But it's been like that for years. Finally, he said to me one time, he said, you know what it is? He says, you're one of those people that just simply need 5 hours of sleep. I mean, it's pretty much that simple. I'm not going to be able to fix the problem. You know, I'm not going to give you a narcotic so you can sleep. And that's why I wouldn't take it anyway. I'm not going to do that. I don't take, you know, I don't want that stuff. I use ibuprofen. I'm not into those, that kind of stuff. Just don't want that stuff. No good for you.
I hear you there.
Right. You know, if ibuprofen don't knock it out, well, you know, we'll take more ibuprofen. Okay. It's pretty much that simple. Or if it's a tooth, have it pulled. I've done that twice. You know, it out.
I just suffer through the pain.
Well, I do. I if the ibuprofen don't knock it out, I'll suffer through the pain. But I'm not taking those muscle pills. I'm not taking those, you know, opioids and those and all those. I have a family of pharmacists and a long medical profession in my family, and I just don't. I don't like them. I won't take them. But anyway, so needless to say, when I sleep, I dream a lot. You know, it's like going to the movies for free. I love it. It really is. Last night, it truly is. It's like going to the movies for free. I love crashing. Love falling asleep. You know, never know what's going to pop up in the old racing head, you know? But last night, I had a dream that woke me up. I mean, it woke me up. I was sweating. It was so real. I had a dream I froze on the mic on this program, and you weren't there to help me. And I got so scared, I ran away from the microphone and just left. And just said, okay, if I just leave and don't deal with it, it will all go away. And I have no idea, but that dream has been bugging me all day today. Because I don't know why I had it. Usually you can look back and think, geez, that was a crazy, weird dream. I wonder why I thought of that. And if you go back and look at your past few days, you can find something goofy to intertwine in there to come up with an idea of why you thought the way you thought. And I have no earthly idea.
That's a part of the business.
And you know, I've been broadcasting professionally for 8 years, 8 year anniversary, April 26th for the Monster program, which means on April 27th, we'll be in our 9th year, right?
Yes.
I've never had that problem. Call that luck, call that a gift, call it talent. I think it's a little bit of all three. There have been times where I've walked up to the microphone after getting off an airplane and rushing to get to where I needed to be within 30 seconds of the intro music. And the reason, I think, well, I don't know the answer to that. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions before we got going today, because I've got a couple very important topics to talk about today.
Yeah, real quickly. No, it's a part of broadcasting. I've done that myself. I mean, I've literally have been home and woke up woke up in a hot sweat because I think the radio station or the network is off the air.
I guess when you spend 24/7 there, it's normal. When you spend as much time in front of a microphone, I don't have any idea. But suffice to say, you know, I could go back and say, I wonder if you really dig deep into it, Are there people, because we talk about people, and I've had, now this might be it, I've actually had conversations with folks about Trump. You know, you remember, go back to my mother years ago. Can you really talk about that subject every week for 1 hour? Now, we're going back, you know, almost 9 years now, the better part of a decade ago. Well, yeah, we can. Not only can we talk about it every week for an hour, we proved we could talk about it for two, then three, and then for another 5 days, 6 days a week. And I can tell you right now, we need more time on this show. That much I can promise you that. And don't think that's off the table. It's not off the table. That's something I would love to bring to you, is more time for this program. But I got to thinking, maybe a Trump victory, there are a lot of people becoming complacent. Maybe there's a fear in the back of my head that I'm going to become complacent and not have anything else to say out of some fear that we're getting everything we want. And I want to point out today, that's what I want to talk with you about today. The I'm going to use the state that I reside in as an example for you. And then at the bottom half of the hour, oh, we got a good one. Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation is calling in here. If you've been following the Strickland case out in Oregon, we haven't talked about it much. It's been working its way through the courts. We talked about it when it originally broke. I played some comments that the judge, or that an Oregon judge, made in the past about firearms to let you know what type of anti-gun environment exists out there in Oregon, Salem, Portland. You're listening right now. You know, where we know what you're going through. And Kevin Starrett is going to be here in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Strickland case. Let me just say that we have the case of the reporter, the independent videographer, who was covering a Black Lives Matter event in Oregon last year. And if you remember, we discussed it very briefly, and then it worked its way through the courts. He was charged because he pulled his firearm out. He was being taunted by a mob. There were, of course, mask wearing. Now, I don't have to tell you about the riots that have been destroying Portland and other areas of the cities out there. These are very violent, very frightening people. And I say frightening not because you're scared of them, but frightening because you never know what these people are capable of. This is the American left, the progressive left, who, by the way, you know, at some point in time in the next 2 years, I have a funny feeling you're going to see Obama's got his fingers in this, but that's another discussion for another show. Yeah, I know. you no doubt will. But we know that these agitators, these pre-planned events, are designed to get violent. And the videographer, the independent videographer who was there, began being taunted and so forth. He then was forced to draw a firearm to defend himself as he was surrounded by a crowd. He was convicted of 21 felonies on the 10th. 21 felonies. And we're gonna get into the weeds of that case. If you carry a firearm for personal defense, you have got to hear this. Now, my heart breaks for Mr. Strickland. Now, we're going to tell you right now, this: while he's been convicted, this is not the end of this. Try telling that to him. Law-abiding citizen being chased by a radical mob who's fully capable of destroying cities, as we've seen. And he uses a firearm to keep them at bay. And he is now a 21-time convicted. Think about that. Just think about that. We're going to tell you about it because these are the various things you have to consider when you carry a firearm, particularly where you live. Yeah, Oregon's got a permitting process, but I want you to look at what the court system did to this law-abiding man. I want you to look at this. So Kevin is going to be here, Oregon Firearms Federation, a great group. And speaking of OFF, you hear me mention them from time to time. Kevin's been a great friend of the program over the years. Oregon in particular, you're going to hear from Kevin today. But those of you who might have permits in Massachusetts or Illinois or California that are not gun-friendly, you're not in a gun-friendly place, you're going to be treated differently than if you were in, say South Georgia, North Georgia, anywhere in Georgia, Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, Texas, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, gun-friendly states. So I want you to hear from Kevin today. It is really brutal stuff. Important enough, I'm going to be bringing him to the Monster Show. This is a huge topic. We'll be talking about this with some legal minds coming up in the near future as well. But I want to take you to my state when we come back from this break. Yesterday, you heard from Alexander Rubian. Isn't he a great guy? I love Alexander. I had a conversation with him last night and thanked him. His segments on the program are so good. This is a guy who is so dedicated. You have no idea. And when I talk to you about your grassroots organizations in your individual states, it's guys like Alexander who dedicate so much of their time. He doesn't get paid for this. This guy attends every meeting. He goes there. He gets in their face. He is suing one of the assistants to one of his to his congressman, congresswoman, for a battery, for putting their hands on him. And all he did was show up at a meeting and ask a question about her sons who were convicted of multiple burglaries or something crazy like that. And she's trying to take away our gun rights. It's just patently absurd. And these are the type of people, Oregon, OFF, Kevin Sturette, these people are dedicated to fighting for your freedoms. When we come back, I want to let you know the difference between bills that move through a good state and bills that move through bad states, and I'm going to use my own state as an example. We'll be right back to do it. Great program lined up for you. I'm not going to run away from the mic, I promise.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. The legislative sessions in states across the country are kicking off. Here where I sit, we're into 40-plus days, 40 legislative days into 2017. Some states run a little bit longer. Some states run two. Some states run through summer. Okay, it doesn't really matter when. What I want to do is remind you that you cannot separate the politics from this issue. No matter how hard you try, it is impossible to do. Your right to carry that concealed firearm, your right to openly carry your firearm, your right to bear arms, period, and everything related to it is fully dependent on state legislatures and federal legislation at all levels of government, including lower states where preemption might not be protected in your state. So we're talking everything from dopey homeowners associations through city councils, town councils, all the way up to state legislatures, all the way up to the feds. Some of you might not like that, but it is a fact. It is the way it is, and that's, you know, I didn't write that book. It just is what it is. And we will never, ever, ever, ever ignore that because we cannot. And I want to use my state as an example for moving an agenda forward. Now, yesterday you heard from Alexander Rubio. Let me tell you why I bring this up today. Because I'm a member of GeorgiaCarry.org. I'm a member of Alex's group in New Jersey. I'm a member of Arizona Citizens Defense League, National Rifle Association, of course, USCCA, a couple others. And we're talking now in a friendly environment, right? You heard me mention yesterday, it's good to be able to talking about good things or better things instead of bad things or worse things, right? We are in an environment, historic environment, where we have an opportunity at all levels to move our agenda forward in the courts, in the executive branch, and in the legislative branch. And, of course, we have pro-legislators in over 34 states. The anti-gunners have been shellacked, and the anti-gunners are Democrats. And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear that. It just is what it is. That cannot be ignored. The truth is stubborn, and it stings sometimes. I know, and I know. I get emails from you. But that's just tough. 2 + 2 = 4. I can't make that change. It's the laws of nature. It's physics. It is what it is. It's mathematics. The sun does what it does. Energy does what it does. We can't change it. And in this case, I want to take a pro-gun state after talking about New Jersey yesterday, because what I said yesterday was advancing something through New Jersey is the equivalent of stopping bad things from happening. 10 bad bills passed out of the legislature. 5 of them were vetoed. That's progress in New Jersey. In my state, maybe your state, that is utter failure. We advance our agenda forward, or we haven't done a thing. And many of you listening in Oregon know exactly what I'm talking about. In New Jersey, you know exactly what I'm talking about. In Florida, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Still, shocks me that I'm saying that about the state of Florida, the gunshine state, but it's true. Even in Texas, you understand that. Delays in moving open carry forward. You watch what's happening in New Hampshire. Permitless. Maine, permitless. Amazing stuff going on. Vermont's always been constitutional permitless carry. So let me show you what's happening here in the state of Georgia. These are some of the bills. And this was from an update on February 10th. And I know these updates because I'm a member of the organization. In fact, I talked to the head of the organization, the executive director, Jerry, today before I went on the air. And I interrupted him as he was getting on an elevator at the state capitol. And mind you, he's not getting paid to do this. This is why you need to be a member of your state organization. But I want you to take a look at this. HB 10, these are the bills that were filed in the Georgia State Legislature. HB 10, dangerous instrumentation and practices, certain assault weapons, prohibit possession, provide for crimes, provide penalties. That was introduced by Mary Margaret Oliver. Need I tell you what party she represents? 82nd District Democrat. The bill would prohibit the possession, sale, transport, distribution, or use of certain assault weapons, large-capacity magazines, armor-piercing bullets, here we go again, incendiary devices, 50-caliber bullets, criminalize the possession, sale, transport, distribution, or use of certain assault weapons. Criminalize. I'm in the safest studio in America. What I have behind me would make me a 8-time felon in this woman's mind. GeorgiaCarry.org strongly opposes HB 10. That bill will never get a hearing in the state. Those dopes bring it up every year. It will go nowhere. HB 11, firearms completion of safety training by certain persons for carry license require. We don't have state-mandated training. Even though we have to petition our government for a permit, we don't have to show proof of training in the state of Georgia. We encourage voluntary training, and classrooms in Georgia are packed. Record numbers. Who do you think filed that bill? It's been working for us. It's never been. Have you heard about all the problems we have in this? Of course you haven't, because it isn't a problem. Yet again, we've got a couple dopey Democrats by the name of Keisha Waitz. She's the only one that sponsored it. She's a Democrat out of the 60th District. Of course she sponsored it. Here's what Georgia Carey had to say. We strongly oppose HB 11. Georgia Carry supports and recommends all voluntary training to make one feel comfortable while carrying a firearm, but opposes mandatory training by the state, state-mandated training. And also, because she wants this to be, you know, any applicable, get this, any applicable nationally recognized organization that promotes firearm safety would be able to give you training. I want you to take a listen to what Georgia Carry says here. It should also be noted that all of Bloomberg's gun prohibitionist organizations could be referred to as nationally recognized organizations that promote firearm safety, couldn't they? Obviously opposed. Another Democrat wanting to do what? Infringe. Add another step in the process. Get in your way. Step in your face. Try to fix something that isn't broken by saying, oh, it's broken. We need it. Nothing's broken. Is that happening in your state? Yeah, I can promise you it is. HB 156, Conservation of Natural Resources, law regarding use or possession of handgun in a park, historic site, or recreational area, revised the provisions. This was introduced by Matt Gertler. Matt's a Republican. Is this a pro-gun bill or is it an anti-gun bill? Pro-rights bill or anti-rights bill? This is how basic the mathematics are. He has an R next to his name. What do you think the bill is? I don't have to read you the bill. I don't even have to tell you about it. What do you think it is? Ding, 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 ding. You are absolutely correct. It's a pro-gun bill. GeorgiaCarry.org strongly supports HB 156. You know what it does? Just removes restrictions on carrying firearms in any park, historic site, or recreational area. Removes the necessity to have a Georgia weapons license to carry a firearm for all lawful weapons carriers. That's constitutional carry. Provides definition for lawful weapons carrier. Makes the Georgia weapons license optional for reciprocity purposes. Basically replaces any requirement for a Georgia weapons license in the code section with lawful weapons carrier. That's a Republican. They want to remove the infringements. I'm going to go through a few more of these when we come back, and then we'll bring Kevin in. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. I've got Kevin Starrett on the phone. I'm going to go to Kevin in just a moment. Let me quickly wrap up what I was going to do with the Georgia. I got a little bit behind myself. See, now I told you I wasn't going to run away from the microphone. I have too much to talk about. I want to carry those bills over tomorrow. But you heard enough already to understand the gist of where I was going. If there's a D next to that name, they're standing in your way. They're throwing something at you. They're putting up a roadblock. They're trying to infringe. They're trying to create a problem where none exists so that they can give you a solution that will do nothing but infringe and provide them the opportunity to try to get another inch next year, and on and on and on. And I'm sorry if you don't like to hear that, but I really couldn't care less. Facts are stubborn things, and that's what you're going to get here. It's just the way it is. In the meantime, we'll go through the rest of those tomorrow, because I want you to hear them. It's very, very important. I want you to see what it means to actually move an agenda forward when we have the opportunity. All right. Before I go to Kevin, let me play an audio tape. This is Multnomah Circuit Judge Kenneth Walker. I've played this tape for you before. It's been a while. It was on the Monster Show, not the daytime show. But this was a leftist judge, progressive judge, sentencing a drive-by shooter. I believe the guy's name was Daniel, Marcel Daniel or something like that. Marcel or Marcel Daniel. I don't really care what the drive-by killer's name was. Couldn't care less. Hope he's rotting somewhere and needs a shower because he only gets one. He only gets out of his cell once a day, and he can only shower 3 days a week. I couldn't care less about the guy. But I want you to take a listen to what the judge said, because if you carry a firearm for personal defense and you live in a state, and it's not just a state that's gun unfriendly, it could be anywhere. It could be it could be absolutely anywhere. This can happen to you. Listen to what this, particularly if you have a leftist judge, take a listen to what this judge said.
Even as the law allows people to own and use guns, if it were left up to me, from what I've seen in 65 years of living in the communities that I have, if I could, I would take all the guns in America, put them on big barges, and go dump them in the ocean. Nobody would have a gun. Not police, not security, not anybody. We should eliminate all of them. We could save 33,000 people a year if we didn't have guns in this country. Australia, after a major shooting, rounded up all the guns, and they haven't had near the death that we do here in this country. I just saw last night a statistic that 11,000 people in America are murdered each year, and another 20,000 commit suicide with guns. They are a scourge of this country, and no one should have one, as far as I'm concerned. There's no defense to guns. There's just absolutely no reason to have them. But it is the right of the people in this country to own and possess them, and I will not say anything to affect that right.
Oh, good God. He's not going to say anything to affect that right. Let me tell you something. The man's comments require nothing from me. I will not justify anything he said. It's not debatable. The guy is flat out an idiot. He's dishonest. He's a liar. As he stands there and lectures you and everybody else, because he knows he's on tape, while he is protected by guns. Probably has one under his robe on the bench. The guy's a flat out liar, and we're not going to give him his due. He doesn't deserve his due. His comments aren't worthy of discussion. They're worthy of you hearing what he had to say, because this is what good people go up against when they run into these progressive dopes like this guy. But I won't say anything because it is a right, and I won't say anything to affect that right. Okay, let's go to Kevin Sturette. Kevin, you're in Oregon. You got to deal with this crap all the time. God bless you for fighting the fight. Let's move over to Mike Strickland and tell us from the very beginning at the Black Lives Matter event what happened here.
Well, Mike is a citizen journalist who's had a YouTube channel for years called Laughing at Liberals, and he exposes the liberals in Oregon, especially the anti-gun liberals, and he goes places no one else will go. About a year and a half ago, he was attacked by a leftist provocateur named Sky Fitzgerald, who broke his arm in several places, stole his cameras, and all of this happened on videotape in Multnomah County, where we just heard that quote from that idiot judge. The district attorney, Rod Underhill, who's an anti-gun zealot, wouldn't prosecute the attacker. I mean, what more do you need? An attack on videotape, an injured person, stolen goods. Now, move forward to last July, Michael's videotaping a Black Lives Matter demonstration, a bunch of anarchists that conspired beforehand to get him. They said that. They admitted to it. They attacked him. They charged him. He was assaulted. He videotaped the assault. He's backing up. And there's dozens of these people charging him. Police are nowhere to be seen. Draws his firearm, keeps his finger off the trigger the whole time, backs up, says, get away, backs up until he feels safe, holsters his gun, is promptly knocked down and arrested by the Portland police, who wouldn't do anything about the rioters. He is charged with menacing and released. The next day he goes into the arraignment with our attorneys, and boom, he's faced with multiple felony counts because they realized who he was. That he was a person who had been shining the light of truth on this liberal madness. And on Friday, after they couldn't even seat a jury, because out of the 40 jury members, only two said they believed anyone even had a right to have a gun. And now we find out today that there were multiple people in the jury who were part of the protest. And one person who was a volunteer for Ceasefire Oregon. Now, is this a coincidence? So on Friday, after a last-minute ambush witness that they brought out with no notification to the defense. As soon as the closing arguments happened, the judge said, you're guilty of every count, 21 counts, 50 years in prison, for not hurting anybody, protecting himself. And now the judge has said the videotapes that Michael shot of himself being attacked are sealed, and the public can never see them. Now, can you tell me that anyone like him could get a fair shot in a county with judges like this and that clown Kenneth Walker you just played? This is a travesty. It's a really serious precedent to be set for our state.
Man, oh man. You know, we covered this. In fact, I think you were on the Big Monster show about a year and a half ago when this first happened. You told my listeners about it quite a while back. And we didn't know how this was going to turn out. We didn't know how this was going to manifest itself. First off, two things. I've got, Sean, what do I have time-wise in this segment? About a minute and a half. Okay, so we got about a minute and 15 seconds here, Kevin. Tell me something. Why wouldn't the prosecutor prosecute the original attacker? My theory is this, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. Is it because they agreed with the attacker ideologically and politically?
Absolutely. Absolutely, unequivocally. The DA, Rod Underhill, is a member of anti-gun groups, testifies for gun control, is totally in the tank for the leftist agenda. Look, it was a crime. There were witnesses. There was videotape. There's absolutely zero excuse except that they wanted to get Michael. And when he was attacked and arrested and they realized who they arrested, that was like a gift to them. There was nothing unbiased about what happened here. And when we had child rapists who get $1,500 bail. Michael got $250,000 bail, a guy who's never been arrested in his life, defended himself, and now he's facing 50 years in prison.
What's the prosecutor's name?
The district attorney is Rod Underhill, and all his information is on our website on the story we did about Michael, which is right there on the home page.
Okay, during the break, I want to get information for my listener about Rod Underhill. What do you have up there? Have address, phone number, and everything at OregonFirearms@OFF.org?
OregonFirearms.org, and on the home page, there's a picture of Michael right there on the home page and a link right above that that takes you to the story and all of those links and information.
Okay, so there's information, though, where we can get people to do it. Now, Underhill is the guy that prosecuted him as well, right?
He wasn't the actual prosecutor. He's the county district attorney.
Okay. All right, when we come back from this break, we'll get you that information. I want my listeners to have that information. Oregon, Salem, you're listening. Portland, you're listening. Very, very important stuff. Kevin, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Can you come on my Monster broadcast on Sunday to continue this discussion for a much, much, much bigger audience?
You absolutely will. Be happy to. We'll talk between now and then, set it up. I'm thrilled to get the story out and so grateful that you're talking about it.
I want you to stay on the air. Can you stay on with me through the break? I'm going to keep you for the remainder of the next segment. You good with that?
Certainly.
All right, good. We're going to keep Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation. I'm Mark Walters. We are filling your prescription for freedom. We're going to shed some more light on this. It will blow your mind. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right. This is a very upsetting story. Very upsetting story. I've been following it for a while. But now I want, Kevin, come back in. Kevin, Oregon Firearms Federation. A couple things I want to ask you, and I want to play an audio for you. I want you to hear it. You've probably heard it. But it's enough to make you sick to your stomach after you've heard what we just heard. I'm going to play it because I want my listeners to hear it. I'm going to play it on the Monster Show on Sunday also. And I'm also going to put some press releases out. Let me see if we can get any coverage on this. I doubt it because people were going to send it to, but it's like sending a letter to the editor. You know those clowns aren't going to publish it, but they read it. And to me, that's good enough. To me, as long as they know we're up there, Petunia, I'm good with that. Kevin, 21 felonies. How many years?
50 years.
Has he begun serving his sentence?
No, he is. He's been released. He's awaiting sentencing in May, which is why shows like this are so important. Because, I mean, we're collecting funds for his defense, for his appeal. We've already paid the lawyers up until now, at least for part of it. But the money is only half the battle. The other half of the battle is letting the United States know what is happening here, and letting Oregon know what's happening here. Because Portland is a cesspool. But this is going to spread to the rest of the state. And, you know, in Oregon, we have no duty to retreat from attackers. But the prosecutor basically built his case on the fact that Michael didn't run away, when in fact he had no opportunity to run away and backed off as quickly as possible. So not only were the facts ignored, but the law was ignored.
All right. So he's looking at 50 years. He hasn't been sentenced yet. I want to make sure, I want to get that clear. He's looking at 50 years.
Correct. Yes.
How old is Mr. Strickland?
37.
Good Lord. Family?
No.
21 felonies. So he's now a convicted felon 21 times.
Yep.
All right. Do you care to say anything else about Rod Underhill before I play his welcome to his website tape? I want people to hear him.
I think people know and must need to know he's a partisan hack and that the fix was in from before Michael was ever even arrested.
Now you've heard what this partisan hack did to a law-abiding citizen. Take a listen to him on his website introducing himself.
Welcome to the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office website. We are dedicated to providing the citizens of Multnomah County with an open and balanced administration of justice, one that honors and respects diversity in all of its forms.
All right, let me stop right there. A balanced form of justice? Is that what happened in the Strickland case?
It sure isn't, and it sure isn't what happened when Michael was assaulted the first time. And if you're a leftist provocateur in Multnomah County, you rule it. I mean, the mob, we had 19 people arrested rioting. 15 of them, they just cut them loose. Yet a person with no criminal record defends himself. And I got to tell you, Mark, there's posts all over the Internet saying he deserved it. He started it. He shouldn't have been carrying a gun. He had too much ammunition. Look, you and I, we met with the firearms instructors. Do we ever teach people they can have too much ammunition?
No, of course not. It's outrageous. That's the Internet for you. People who don't know what they're talking about, unfortunately. When you have news organizations, even Fox News, that puts tweets up that these clowns respond on to give these people credibility and legitimacy because they answered something on some dopey social media page, very dangerous stuff. Let's go back to listening to Rod Underhill at the Multnomah County District Attorney website.
We are committed to timely and cost-effective justice services. At the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office, our staff adheres to the highest ethical standards, something that our community should expect and deserves.
If you're a leftist agitator that wears a face mask at a violent rally, pre-planned in advance and paid for by people like George Soros, and if you don't believe in the right to bear arms, or if you're fighting against anything conservative of conservative values, true?
Oh, highest ethical standards. When they brought him in for the arraignment, the assistant district attorney said to the press, he's a white nationalist. He's a white supremacist. He's a bigot. This is the ethics, and none of this is true. People said he was a homophobe. His closest friend is a gay guy who is also a journalist. This is the ethics of the district attorney, that you make these kind of comments in an open forum to taint the jury pool and generate hate in the media? It's revolting.
It didn't seem like you needed to taint the jury pool when you found out who was on the jury, that you had people who were actually participating in the protest. It's absolutely incredible. Now, before I go back to playing any more of this clown, is this case under appeal now? Where does it stand?
Yes, we're planning to appeal it, and I think we have 30 days to do it. We put the story out. People have started contributing. They've been very generous. What we're working on now, in addition to collecting the funds for the appeal, is to just, as I said before, doing what you're doing, letting people know this is happening. Because, Mark, you know a lot of people just aren't tuned into this stuff. And if they find out how easily they could be next by just coming into the county. You know, when I do my gun classes now, I tell people, if you can avoid being in that county, I have to advise you to do it. It's just too dangerous to be there. If you've been taught by the district attorney, if you're attacked, take the beating. If you survive, you'll be in better shape than if the district attorney got a hold of you after you defended yourself.
Where can people go to help fund this? Where can people go? What's the site?
It's OregonFirearms.org, and right on the front page is a link to the Michael Strickland story, which gives everybody the information they need, and at the bottom is the link that takes you to a place where you can contribute. Mark, every single dime goes to Michael's defense. We don't collect any fees. We pay all the credit card commissions. We don't take one dime out of this. So if people are contributing, they know it's going just for him.
OregonFirearms.org, is that it?
Correct. That's correct.
Oh, OregonFirearms.org. I want to encourage you to go there. And we're going to give you, obviously, we're going to give this a lot of time on Sunday's program coming up. I'll be in touch with you to let you know when we can bring you in. I want to work the schedule to get you in for at least two segments for 30 minutes. Okay, fair enough?
I'm very grateful.
All right, good. We want to get this moving. So we'll have you on. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to hear more from Kevin on the Sunday Monster broadcast. Because let me tell you something. This ought to be national news. ABC, NBC, CBS, and the rest of those liars in the leftist media ought to be running this story, but they won't. They won't. We're going to get it coverage. We're going to do what we can here, and we're going to encourage you to help support them. Now, do you have any other legal support behind you, Second Amendment Foundation, any of the other organizations working with you, or are you guys doing it on your own?
I actually, it's funny you bring that up. While I was out, when you texted me earlier, I'd gotten a call from Dave Workman, who you know works for Second Amendment Foundation.
Of course.
Well, I'll be calling as soon as I get off the air with you. We have reached out to the NRA. They basically said they're not interested. As a matter of fact, one of our members called them today and got someone at ILA who said, well, I don't know why you're so upset. He did break the law, didn't he? And they're not interested at all. But hopefully, you know, Second Amendment Foundation, anybody, it was spoken to GOA. We actually got a donation from Larry Pratt himself. But what we really need from these organizations is their ability to get the word out.
We can do that. And individual CCW permit holders around the country, I hope you're paying very, very careful attention here. I'm going to leave off the rest of this. You heard enough of Rod Underhill. The rest of it's nothing but a bunch of bunk and lies. You know that from what you just heard. And you heard Kevin kind of dissect a little bit of it. Kevin, I'm going to go ahead and let you go now. And thank you very much for being here, letting you know that on Sunday I'll be in touch with you off air, and we'll get you scheduled in. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear Kevin on the Monster broadcast on Sunday. We're going to have a much, much, much bigger audience than this big audience, because we can and because this case needs to be exposed for what it is. Please call Dave Workman back. He's a good friend of mine, good friend of the program. And if he's calling you, that means publicity. So, you know, we'll help work. We work very carefully with that organization. We'll do what we can. Kevin, thank you very much. And please tell Mike that our thoughts are with him and that we're working on his behalf, okay?
Thank you so much. Take care.
You got it. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're paying very careful attention to this. I hope you heard this. This is devastating. These kinds of cases are difficult to hear. This could be you. Let me tell you something. Take this away from it. If you don't have insurance for this kind of stuff and you carry a gun, consider it. I can show you how to do it. USCCAOnAir.com, for crying out loud. Just go there and find it. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. We'll continue the discussion.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.